Let me bring it down.
Hey, what's up? What's up, guys? Welcome to Tuesday. Great, you all. Welcome to Tuesday. We're at the podcast networking event showcase presented by Seven Music Managed Group LLC. And we got a number of podcasts here. But first up, we got a legend here in podcasting. It's going to come talk.
Yes,
I'm just happy to be here. I'm honored to be on all the podcasts. I love this. It was just me, so now it's like all of you, and I love it. I love it. I love it.
So we're just meeting for the first time. I'm Janie Schmanny.
Nice to meet you.
My co-host Fred.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure, guys.
All right.
We got the DJ.
Well, we got the DJ in the back, so we're going to have to deal with that.
You guys, it's exclusive here at the networking event. We have the pioneer of pioneers of podcasting, guys. This is something huge. If you are someone who has streamed, if you have someone who has put in your podcast, you need to come and pay homage. You need to get on this live and share this. This is a moment. We're the first podcast to get her because that's what the Comfort Podcast do. That's what we do on the Comfort Level Podcast. We get it first. It is such an honor.
The honor is all mine, you guys. So first, congratulations on your podcast. I know the work that goes into it, and hopefully I can share some more tools with you guys tonight.
Yes, that's what we're hoping. You know, we pride ourselves in learning from others.
Absolutely.
Without you guys coming first, we wouldn't even know that.
Absolutely. So hopefully I can give you guys some of the tools that I use. I'm giving them drop off jewels tonight. I'm not a gatekeeper, so get your pens and pads ready.
Yes.
I want you to know, I want everybody to see. A lot of money in this, and I think a lot of us aren't tackling the money. We're not getting the money.
Right.
We're having fun, secrets, right? Right. We need the money. We need to get paid. And it took me a long time to get the check. So we all got the check, right?
I think it's our time, yeah. Baby. It's our time.
I don't think that they're going to hear us. Yo, Seth.
Listen, my biggest question is, are you excited about the artist that's going to perform tonight?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm an artist first. I'm Nina Capone. So, you know, we don't drop that.
So you knew that was coming. Like, so you going to give us a little something tonight? Like, are we going to be able to
that adrenaline up? Once the rappers start rapping and it hit me. You
I mean,
know,
I'm just saying.
The ghost of Nina Capone.
We'll see. I'm just saying. I feel like the message.
We're going to have a lot of rappers tonight. We got a lot of things going on, such as a brand sponsorship, artist interviews. Like Nina said, we got a lot of business intervention going on, as well as our vendors and our merchandise.
Yes, and there's a lot of amazing stuff.
I'm famous for the raffles going down. We'll tell you about that a little bit later. But right now, I'm interested in this lady because she's been doing this for a long time.
Yes.
How did you get started?
So I am a technologist. I am to start a technologist. I do own a tech firm right over in Fallcroft, one of the first black female owned tech firms. As a child artist, I was a child prodigy, 12 years old, in industry, flying around the world. Mom and dad, mom just did a show, shout out to her. Yesterday, she's still touring. Just moving around in the industry, being behind the scenes, getting to meet the engineers. So it really starts with learning who's behind the scenes, figuring out what they're doing. You know, I'm a kid, so I'm going to push the buttons. What does that do? Gained my interest in some of the interviews that my mom was doing and that I was doing as well. But really, like, how does this all work? Really gained my interest in UK. There was a station where they started streaming and phone calls, the radio. I was friends with Cosmic Kev. I'm like, I want to do my own radio station. They gave me access to Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wow.
So way back in when it first started, which was like early 2003, 2004, something like that. And I started out with all females. So it was like a girly music radio. Because like, you know what? They don't play enough girl rappers.
Yeah.
So this is all about girls. And I had this whole woman empowerment thing. My co-host was Dutch for Baby Figures. So he was the co-host. And, you know, we had a great time. And after that, it kind of grew. So we kept getting, you know, a lot of guys calling in, and I was like, all right, they don't be biased. That's when Industries Radio became, you know, the station, and we started to host other podcasts on there, just helping other people kind of get the grip of things. You know, being in tech, we know we get on these computers and here this technology in front of us, and we're like, all right, I want to do this, but I'm aggravated because I got to upload this or add this or change this into this file. You and every single person that tries the podcast, right? So with that in mind, you know, I started to teach people how to kind of get started, how to get on to the mic and talk. You know, being in the industry so long, it was, you know, I learned to interview. I was trained to interview. But how do you interview someone else?
Right.
How do you continue a conversation? Because technically, when we're podcasting, we're talking to ourselves.
Right.
We hope you're listening, right?
Right.
But I got tired of that. I got tired. I didn't know if anybody was listening to me or
not. Exactly. And the key point of that is that it doesn't matter, because eventually someone will. You know, we create archives, so think of it like
as
that.
Is.
Yeah, so you just go for it. And once you get comfortable just going for it and talking and sharing information, I'm a crazy person, so I can talk about
just
it. I'm
let
like
it out.
Sitting and just having a ball. They're like, she is having so much fun by herself. But that's the thing, just really kind of interact with yourself, answer yourself, you know, create your own audience, right?
That's self-awareness right there.
That's
self-love.
Have fun. Know that you're educating someone. Know that someone wants to be in your seat,
yes.
Right? So you're helping them with that strength to speak and to talk and to educate and to give information. You know, I got a stack of information next to me at all times. Like, what can I tell them about this? I want to share this with y'all.
Know.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's what it's about.
Most of the time, like, it be for me, though.
Yes.
Yes. You know what I mean? So I share it with everybody else.
Yeah. You want to learn? You learn. So each one teach one. That was something.
That was,
if you ever heard of the artist?
The
Artists United. That was our moniker. You know, each one teach one. We bring artists in and we teach them what we learn.
Right.
You know, because why gatekeep the information?
Right. How do you continue the legacy?
If you don't share it, you got to pass it along. Pass it along. Which is why, you know, I love podcasters, and people think that because I don't get out much, I'm a nerd. I'm in the computer land all the time.
That's,
you know,
unique and amazing.
It's hard when you're an introvert. I love it. But I still got to get out
the energy
and get my, you know, get my rap on and do this and do that. But then I go back into my cage and I got to rebuild, you know, like just rebuild Industries Radio.
The energy real quick.
Because I didn't want to do the setups anymore. I'm like, I want to be able to walk around on my phone and do an interview like right here. So I had to integrate everything that exists, right?
Oh, man.
So we just upgraded. And these are things that, you know, I want to share with you guys, some of the tools that I'm using. These are a lot of new tools that just came out, talking about how you podcast, but make money from podcasting, how you get advertisers, how you're constantly making money from each and every podcast. You know, you got to start small. You know, I tell people, if it's 50 cents, if I make $29.95 a month, I am happy, okay?
And it's legit and it's organic.
Exactly. So we build and we create content. I have over 14 years of archives on my website where anyone can click to, and we share that information. You know, never, I said it's never deleted. It's online.
Okay, so you
know?
Can always go back and get the knowledge.
And we're just, as a portfolio where people say, well, how long have you been around? I'm like, I don't know. Let's get the click.
Ahead, bring it back.
Let's
got click. Receipts.
Right.
Live receipts.
And that's important. So, you know, this is what I do, guys.
We got a legend in the building right now. This is so exclusive. Y'all don't even understand what's happening right now.
Any deep questions, y'all, just feel free to ask.
I think we're going to have the kidnapper on the side, guys. We got a whole event happening, but I mean, like, definitely one of the biggest struggles.
I struggle a lot with the electronics.
Okay.
I just want everything to work. As long as
yes.
we can hear it, we can play it, and, you know, we're hooked on to
right. Everything's connected, the internet, nothing's dropping. I think that's the biggest problem everyone has. I mean, that was, of course, mine, because I started so long ago, and, you know, everything was new. So it wasn't like, you know, we had this great internet speed, and, you know, we had Wi-Fi, but it wasn't like, you know, it was still kind of slow. So it was connecting to that. You know, we couldn't like take a laptop and walk over there. We were plugged in to the modem, you know, and it was kind of, you know, setting the mics up. We didn't have the live streaming and all of that stuff. So we had cameras up, had a camera guy here and a camera guy there, you know. So we were making it happen, but, you know, it was a lot more to it.
So watch they grow up.
Oh my gosh! And I get excited every time I learn something. So it's like, oh my gosh, look, I tap in and I'm like, oh, I gotta try it out, you know. So I think the equipment and getting that stuff situated in your flow, because my flow wouldn't necessarily be yours. You know, we gotta really look and see, okay, how do I do this comfortably? I literally plug into my cell phone and I do my interview like this. You know, it's like, and then it streams to all my channels, right? You know, because it's all about.
So it's more like audio when you do it sometimes.
It's audio. I do a lot of audio, so
you like set up, right? Do you set up a phone?
You should always do both. And I'm gonna get onto that. Always, or you can split the track. There's ways to do that as well, because you want to monetize both.
Right,
the content
right.
that you create becomes a lot of content.
Right.
Don't think of it as just, okay, we just did our podcast. No, you just created content. Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn,
right.
Twitter, you know,
right.
not including, you know, Spotify, YouTube.
Right.
You just created all of this content. So now it's about taking and repurposing that content. Over and over and over and over again.
And I think that's what it is. It's the consistency of how you keep delivering it.
Absolutely.
So how often are your podcasts?
I have 3 podcasts because I'm a nightmare of a person. And
it's been busy.
I have a system, right?
Busy.
So, okay, I'm going to tell you how I do. So the first one is 10 minutes to talk.
Okay.
It speaks for itself. It's 10 minutes, right?
Okay.
10
like
minutes
that.
Is an audio podcast where I just go on and I educate someone. 10 minutes of information. That's
wow.
it. Right. And then I created boundaries for myself. I know when to stop.
Okay, like
timers.
That. Right?
Like that, right. So it's 10 minutes of talk. The next one is random conversations. It's when I just walk up to anybody and just
boom, let's talk.
Do you mind if I interview you? Okay. Can we record this?
I love it.
And it's random conversation. So that's another one of our shows. And then the big show, Respect the Hustle. When I find you guys and say, tell me what motivates you, and those are the sit down actual video podcasts that, you know, I'm pretty much known for, but, you know, we make more money actually doing audio podcasts, you know. So the Respect the Hustle podcast,
yes,
that's the fun
yes,
one, that's the one we
yes.
wild out. Yeah, everybody on that podcast.
Yes,
but,
huge.
You know, we have the audio podcast as well, and I do those simultaneously because, you know, I like the money.
I like that. She was like, show me the dollars. Boom, here's
exactly.
your interview. Let's get it popping.
Exactly.
I love
and
it.
And I didn't waste any time. I mean, I do the Respect the Hustle podcast once a week. That allows me time to actually put that content out there and get that content out there. No, I don't breathe. Nobody got time for that. We got to get the money. We need to repurpose the content to make sure
right.
that.
So you find the different ways to keep it flowing.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Absolutely.
I like that.
And that's some of the things I'm gonna share with you guys tonight, because there's tools out here to make that happen, you know, and that's what we need to do.
Now, what about the up and coming podcast? So are you gonna show the people who don't have the big budgets or the big backing how to get
all
that?
I don't do anything with a whole bunch of money. So I'm gonna tell you, listen,
this is what we need to know,
people. Anything I'm talking about is for the low budget. It's for the just getting started. Because I do even making money. Why? Rich people don't stay rich by spending
right.
money.
I don't even know how to make it consistently.
Listen, okay?
With or without a whole lot.
Exactly. You know, and that's the thing. What do
they say? Don't get ready,
do?
Stay ready.
Don't get too excited
recycling.
Here.
Right.
Yeah, don't
right.
get too excited and think,
right.
okay, I'm a
don't
boss
get comfortable.
Now.
Right.
Get this. No, never get comfortable.
You
never,
always gotta stay on the grind.
Comfortable.
I like that.
Stay on the grind. Still use the free tools. Find out what's free. Find out what's low cost.
Right.
Of course, we're gonna make some investments, but keep it low. Start small. Tell everybody, don't jump in and try to spend $250 a month. You ain't making.
Right.
Because I don't spend what I don't make.
Right. Don't live above your means.
Never, ever, ever. So we stay in the grounds. If you know you can afford $25 a month, guess what? There's a plan on there that's $25. If not, guess what? Call them.
Right.
Call them.
They'll negotiate sometimes too.
They will. Call them. I call everybody.
They want
it. Listen, I really want to use your software. I love it. I don't have $75 a month. Can you work with me? This is who I am. You can look up my podcast. This is what I'm doing. We have to get out and talk to people. We got
to
figure out where it exists. Is it tangible? Everything's tangible. Everything's
involved.
So we got to jump out and get it, right?
We're going to definitely be front and center.
Yep, I'm in Fall Cross. I'll give you my card as well.
Yeah, we definitely got to connect because I would love to go deep with you on the podcast and really be able to have, you know, so we can really get all our questions all together, because I got like a bookwork.
Absolutely.
So, right, I think that we would love that. And we would love to be able to come maybe on podcast. Let's collab.
Sit with me and let me.
We can get our 10-minute lessons. We can show you some new technology. You can show us how to work it.
How much I've been asked to help me work. Whatever, like, I don't like sound effects and stuff like that. I don't know if we even really know how to really do it.
Right.
I just know that we can.
But that's the key. You're doing it.
You know what I mean?
You're doing it.
See, when the legend tell you you're doing it, I think we do big things.
I look at people when they come in. I work at Comcast. Okay, one of the largest conglomerates in the world. I'm an engineer. And the thing is, we tell people, listen, You go in. When all my staff used to come in, I was the trainer, and they would be like, "Well, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do this." I'm like, break it. That's what they got us for. They pay us to fix it. Break it.
Hey, why not?
We want to shut somebody's business down. There we are. It goes down. It happens. What? So we got to think about
No mistakes, just memories.
You know, mistakes, just memories.
Just memories.
I don't think of mistakes, right? So. Break it. Go in. You gotta try. If you are afraid to move forward, you'll never move.
I think
you'll
everyone always be wishes standing they in. Had a boss like her. You know? Like what?
She about to let
I wish my boss would be like, look, like don't worry about it. Just break it. You ain't gotta tell me nothing.
You know, and that's the thing. You gotta try stuff, and a lot of people get a little afraid because it's like, I don't want to mess it up.
Yeah.
You can't. Guess what? If I can't fix it, there's somebody that can. Okay, and that's how we operate. That's how we operated our departments. And any tech department that I done ran over the years, I don't work for anybody now. But back in my days when I was just working at different companies, that was my structure for everyone. You know, listen, break it. Break it, because once you break it, you'll learn how to put it back together.
Mm.
Or you got to watch me put it back together. We're going to do it together, right?
I like that.
And that's it. That's it. And same with podcasting. Like I said, my flow may not be your flow. I can give you ideas, but I can't structure you. Because you're going to have your, you're going to be like, yeah, but I like it over here, and I like to do it. I'm like, all right, girl, go ahead. Knock yourself out.
But with the fundamentals, you still get to that.
Everybody need a baseline. You know, I call it college.
Yes.
Because I ain't learned nothing in college. You know, yes. It's just a baseline. I'm like, okay, this is a foundation. It ain't teach me nothing that I do.
Right.
You know?
It just says put these things over here.
That's it.
Cool.
That's
all right. Now I'm gonna do what I do.
You know, with the tools.
Right. Do you do the podcast by yourself? Do you have
co-hosts? Like,
occasionally, yes. So I do bring in
DJs, you know, you got your Twitch.
Hey, do you
I do a lot of different things just to kind of mix it up sometimes. So sometimes I'm live at an event. Or sometimes I'm in studio with a bunch of people. I'll have guest co-hosts. The main host is me, and then I'll bring other people in. And the reason for that is because I have no patience. I'll be real. I have no patience. And I am a very organized person. And it's like when I say this is the time that we start, and I used to have co-hosts, and they were the bomb. They were the bomb, and we fought and argued and everything. But guess what? When the show comes on at 7 o'clock, the show is on at 7 o'clock. Like, you're gonna look crazy walking in on the show at 7 o'clock or 7:08.
Okay.
We on and popping, and that's the thing. It's just a learning experience. You know, it teach people. Anybody work with me, be like, I don't even play with Nina because we already know you. The show must go on. You know,
I love that.
Especially when we're live and we're trying to actually be consistent with something because. If we look at our counterparts, they're not doing it. They ready.
Yeah.
Yep. That's we got
to
be.
That's
the mic shut down.
You have to be sticking to that.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we'll say,
no matter what,
But you know, we always have the option of like going up a recap and stuff.
But communication is always. Communication is
that's it. Makes it better.
My wife should blast my guys live and say, well, I don't know if you know who Rambo is, but I'm a date. I'd be like, he's about to be late, y'all. So he was one of the hosts.
I think she got me a couple times. She was like, Fire's not here yet. I was like, I'm going to get done.
Those papers. Oh, my God. He had his
You know, we got to make everything fun.
Keep it fun.
And keep it fun. I mean, sometimes people mess up. I had a guy who was always going to do something wrong. Every time. I knew it was coming. But, you know, we put him on blast for it. I'm like, y'all not about to put him on blast, right? And they know. Like, everybody know. Here we go.
He was a great asset to my show. He'll be here tonight.
Awesome. Okay.
Yes.
And that's the thing. It's all love. You know, I always say, you know, you can chastise in a joking way. And they know that you're serious.
With love,
you know,
man.
It's like, listen, get it right. Come on, I need y'all to be on point.
You don't got to break down somebody or tear down somebody. You know, it's always love.
I'm going to say it right here, live, so y'all hear it. He taught me, he said, you can't put the shit back in the horse's head.
Not at all.
That's a bar right there. That might have to go into me and to put that in.
Absolutely.
It is right.
So, what's your next? Where are y'all going to? What's the journey like right now? How's it been?
Well, the journey's been hard. All the things that you said are all the things that we're trying to achieve.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons why we're out here doing these network events, so we can try to show people, you know, what we have and what we can offer for the podcast and the radio stations. I got a radio station. I haven't even went live with it yet.
Okay. Okay.
Straight rotation is 24/7.
Right.
Yeah, I know that.
I mean, and that's the thing. Once you
take your time and take steps. You can't rush it. I always say you can't rush it.
And I'm the pivot point. So I'm quick to change. I didn't change the whole nation over the last month. So, you know, but you gotta grow.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you're growing. That's your next growth.
You don't take chances, you can't grow.
You can't. You'll get stuck right there doing exactly what you've been doing over and again.
Events and stuff, and that events, you know. Awesome. I met and networked with a lot of people, you know, that basically.
We got the event with the Mag ACX One Studios coming up. It's really cool. I think we've been doing a lot of experiences. You know, we talk with a lot of people. We talk about health products and health issues, a lot of society issues.
Right. Okay. I was going to ask, what's your follow-up
you
like?
Don't see them.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I do have some good people, but some of them I be scared of.
Mm-hmm.
I be scared to bring them on because I be scared I'm going to mess up. I messed up with food.
But
when you say messed up, when you say messed up,
I wouldn't say it was really a mess up.
What's a mess up?
A technical issue happened. However, me and her, I always say, you know, we always say that we double trouble when we get together. So when I seen a technical glitch, I grabbed the ball and I kept it going. So we kept the interview going, and it was a great interview. And he loved it. You know, so like I always say,
she was on.
Yeah.
It happens though. It happens.
You got, like you said, the show goes on, right?
The show must go on.
In my eyes, it was like she imaginary tagged me and come on, sis, let's get it. And I grabbed the ball and kept it moving. I know, it was so crazy.
Yeah,
I was in Connecticut. My niece was just born, so I had to take an emergency trip.
We got to do those things. We got to know how to pivot when something goes wrong.
Yeah,
it's
but
time.
I never thought that it would, you know, because I didn't even, it never happened before.
Life
and I didn't
be life.
Surprise!
Right, life be life. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like I said, we laughed about
good.
The improv.
The That's good. And everything took the last part was going out. 15 minutes flat.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was still running.
And she messaged me. I said, all you got to do is end it.
Come back and you apply. I apologize for what happened.
Yeah.
You know,
no one even noticed at first. Like, it was like,
so often.
Did she go? And I was like, she had to get into the, you know, and they was like, he was like, let's keep it going and let's talk about it.
Yeah.
And so we talked about it and we had a lot of views. It went good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It went good.
So
teamwork
it's not a mess up.
Right.
That was a learning experience.
Right. But you want? I feel that we should do it because we're giving them our pure self, our true self.
Yeah.
A lot of people do this and they're scripted. They're not scripted. We're as real as it can get. If we were one of those scripted, I'm pretty sure she would
talk
at
about
us
that.
Like,
we're gonna talk about that. I got
like,
something for y'all.
You gotta manifest.
But energy connects energy. And if the energy wasn't right, I don't think she would have came over here with us if that energy was like come here so I can sell you on my, you know, I think if she felt that motive, she'd have been like, yeah,
it's a combination. And that's one of the things I'm going to talk about. I'm going to show you guys how I do it. And this is beautiful today.
She's good for this, and I love it.
You need clip notes. Everybody needs clip notes.
Yeah. So you always have something to look back to.
You don't need a full script. They don't got to be word for word, but clip notes are awesome. You know, you have to have them. You got to stay on topic. Especially when you're rambling on. I'm a rambler, so I'm like, all right, let me get to what I gotta say. Okay, next up, we need to get to this, right? So that's super important, you know. So thank you for having us.
It's truly an honor. And if you guys are not here tonight to witness this in person, you're crazy. You're crazy. This is a podcast networking event. And we have Nina Capone right here. You have all your answers right here. Don't miss it. We're not even going to give you everything. Because you gotta come and see this in person. We want you to come up get this.
Like, I'm dropping all jewels.
All the jewels are on the table.
Everything that I can get out and whatever time that they tell they kick me off the stage, I'm dropping.
And we definitely going to try to keep her as long as we can. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know the vibes. Definitely.
And I'll definitely be sharing. I'm going to share some information, and then I'm going to collect information so I can send it out. So I'll be collecting email addresses so I can send what I'm talking about. I'm going to send it to everyone.
Plug here, y'all.
You know, so
y'all going to miss it. Don't miss it. You still have time to pull up and turn up.
It's so important, though, you know, that we as a community, you know, podcasters start making money. You know, I see a lot of different podcasts. I'm a podcaster, make millions of dollars. Like, what are you doing different? You know, so it's a way to get there, but it takes drive and consistency. Consistency is key. No matter what else you're doing, you don't have to do. You know, I think sometimes we think we gotta do a lot of something, and it's actually just a little bit and consistent amount of time and put it in, put the work in. You know, tell people you have 5 podcasts, you can go ahead and get monetized. It's just that simple. You know, and I think that. We think bigger than what it really is, what the requirement really is. And it's like, yo, shrink it down and go for the money. Go for the money first.
Tonight, we're about to find out what we've been thinking too big and too much on. Y'all not about to get no more of this. Y'all not about to get nope. We're going to let Miss Nina go.
Y'all better come on down here so that y'all can hear, because you might miss something.
That's it. You know. Because we want to make sure you can get some time to relax, because we are ready for you. We want to listen. We're about to get ready to take these notes. Thank you for letting us steal her away from you. I am good for that. I was looking like, let me just, I need 22 seconds real quick.
Come over and earn an extra ticket when you get an interview.
And you got a ticket.
I gotta win something tonight, girl.
I
gotta win something.
We told you guys, we got prizes, interviews. It's going down tonight, right here. We are here at the Darby Diner and Event Space, 16th North 9th Street, Darby, PA. This is where you want to be at. You see the legend, podcast legend, and lyricist Nina Capone is in the building, y'all.
That's right.
That name means business on levels. Y'all tuned in to the Cover Level Podcast, Frank on Legit, the host, Jenny Schmitty, your girl, Fire Nation Flames. Y'all know what it is, man. Pull up and turn up.
That's right.
Stop.